Welcome back to another episode of The Serial Killer, Season 5, Episode 12, the season finale. Today we are talking about the tagged app killer, Khalil Wheeler Weaver. And this was suggested by a fan of the show and follower on Twitter. We are on Twitter at TheSerialKill11. Follow us, I follow back. This was brought to my attention by Killa Elegance at XXKillaElegance on Twitter. We also have a new follower, Jada, at Dear Hosoka, DearHosoKah, and Deniria Sauer at Jenny Genesis. Thank you all for following. Like I said, I follow back The Serial Kill 11 on Twitter. Now let's get into the tagged app killer. How serial killer Khalil Wheeler Weaver was brought down by the same app he used to hunt for victims. Had the family of Khalil Wheeler Weaver's third victim not lured him into a sting operation via social media, the tagged killer's murder streak may have continued. 53 minutes before he killed her, 20-year-old Sarah Butler texted Khalil Wheeler Weaver, "You're not a serial killer, right?" Tragically, he was. Between August and November of 2016, Wheeler Weaver murdered three women, including Butler, and tried to kill a fourth. But he also left a trail of evidence behind him. Khalil Wheeler Weaver used dating apps and the social media app Tag to lure his victims. Butler's family and friends determined to find a killer. Sorry, let me turn this on Do Not Disturb. To find her killer, then turn the tables and use the tagged app to track him down and bring him to justice. Ultimately, the so-called tagged killer was sentenced to 160 years in prison for his gruesome murders. The crimes of Khalil Wheeler Weaver, the tagged killer. Khalil Wheeler Weaver didn't strike most people as cold-blooded killer. Clean-cut and well-dressed, he nevertheless had a deeply hidden dark side. Information on Wheeler Weaver's early life is limited. Wheeler Weaver grew up in a comfortable home in a well-to-do neighborhood of Orange, New Jersey. Several of his family members are employed with law enforcement. In late 2016, the 20-year-old himself was working as a security guard at a hotel and a grocery store. Wheeler Weaver was described as calm and helpful by detectives. Nevertheless, this calm young man was preparing to commit a string of brutal murders. Khalil Wheeler's first victim was 19-year-old Robin West. According to her mother, West struggled with mental health issues. At the time of her disappearance on August 31, 2016, West was getting the majority of her income from sex work. The day after she vanished, local police responded to calls about a fire in an abandoned house. Upon entering the home, they discovered West's charred remains. Her body was so badly burned that she could not be identified until 2 weeks later through use of dental records. Due to the state of her remains, her cause of death could not be determined. When he was later questioned about the West murder, Wheeler Weaver told detectives that he had gone for a meal with West and dropped her off at an abandoned house about two blocks from where she was found. But mere weeks later, after West's body was found, another woman disappeared under mysterious circumstances. Joanne Brown, who was 33 in 2016, was struggling with homelessness and also had mental health problems. She was last seen getting into Wheeler Weaver's car October 22, 2016, and was reported missing later that month. On December 6, 2016, Brown's remains were discovered in a different abandoned house. Tape covered her nose and mouth. The cause of death was ultimately ruled as strangulation. You're not a serial killer, right? On November 22, 2016, Wheeler Weaver murdered his third and final victim, 20-year-old Sarah Butler, a second-year student at New Jersey City University. Butler was a deviation from Wheeler Weaver's other victims, as she was not a sex worker and did not struggle with mental health issues. She was also close to her family in the middle of earning a degree. Essex County Assistant Prosecutor Adam Wells later described how the tagged killer selected victims, saying he was targeting women he deemed somehow less than human, less valuable. Wheeler Weaver said Wells thought maybe they wouldn't be missed. Wheeler Weaver's murder of Sarah Butler, however, would ultimately result in his capture. Butler was home for Thanksgiving when she met Wheeler Weaver on Tagged, a social media. The two had planned to go out before, but Butler decided against it. But when Wheeler Weaver offered her $500 for sex, she agreed. Butler jokingly texted him before the date, "You're not a serial killer, right?" Butler told her mother she was going to meet a friend and borrowed her van. Thinking nothing of it, her mother said goodbye. This was the last time anyone would see Sarah Butler alive. Her body was discovered December 1st, 2016 at the 400-acre Eagle Rock Reservation in West Orange. Bringing down the tagged killer. On November 15, 2016, just before Butler's murder, another woman named Tiffany Taylor approached authorities regarding an encounter she had with Wheeler Weaver that almost left her dead. Taylor was 34 years old, several months pregnant, and had recently become homeless. She relied on sex work to get by. She told authorities she had made a deal with Wheeler Weaver to pay her for sex. They met at a motel in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and left in Wheeler Weaver's vehicle. But he then put on a ski mask and proceeded to handcuff Taylor and duct tape her mouth. He raped her in the back of the car and strangled her to the point of she lost consciousness. When she awoke, Taylor somehow managed to persuade her captor to drive her back to the motel. Once there, she ran into a room and locked the door. She called 911, but Wheeler Weaver was gone by the time police arrived. Meanwhile, Sarah Butler's family and friends were determined to find justice, so they took matters into their own hands. Butler's sister knew the password to her social media accounts, including Tagged. Logging into Butler's account, she looked through her communication from the time she disappeared and discovered Wheeler Weaver. Butler's sister created a fake profile on Tagged and approached Montclair police about what to do next. Together, they arranged a sting operation. On December 6, 2016, Wheeler Weaver arrived at the location he had arranged with his date and was instead met by undercover police officers. He was subsequently taken into custody. The evidence against Wheeler Weaver. On the day he was taken into custody, authorities searched Tagged Killer's home and found three cell phones in his bedroom. These revealed several pieces of incriminating evidence, including searches that Wheeler Weaver had made that proved he lied to detectives about his whereabouts at the time of the three women's disappearances. His internet searches include how to make homemade poisons to kill humans and what chemicals could you put on a rag to hold to someone's face to make them go to sleep immediately. It appeared that Wheeler Weaver also thought about applying to become a police officer, as he'd also searched police entrance exam practice tests. After tracking Wheeler Weaver's cell phone, authorities could place him at this abandoned house containing West's body, which was set on fire September 2016. His phone records also revealed that he had initially driven away, but then went back to watch the building burn. Prosecutors also showed that the last person to call Joanne Brown before she disappeared was none other than Wheeler himself. He picked her up, brought her to the abandoned house, and spent about an hour there before he left. Her body was found in the home around 6 weeks later. February 2017, Wheeler Weaver was indicted on three counts of murder, one count of attempted murder, aggravated arson, desecration of human remains, aggravated sexual assault, and kidnapping. He pled not guilty to the three murders and the charge of attempted murder. The trial. In December 2019, Khalil Wheeler Weaver, the so-called Tagged Killer, finally had his day in court. A jury found him guilty of 11 charges, including three counts of murder and desecration of human remains, attempted murder, two counts of aggravated sexual assault, aggravated arson, and kidnapping. At his sentencing on October 6, 2021, a number of victims' family members had the opportunity to speak. "I will never forget her smile, her face, her walk, her desire to help homeless people," West's mother said. "The world focuses on the last month of her life. She had a whole entire life before her demise." When it came time for Butler's father to address the court, he turned to face his daughter's killer. "I hope you suffer, boy," he said every night. Wheeler Weaver's would-be victim Taylor also spoke. "My whole life is different. I don't wear makeup anymore. I don't have friends. I'm always paranoid, but I'm happy to still be here," she said. And then Taylor turned to the judge. "I hope you don't show him any remorse," she added, "because he's not showing any remorse." Though Khalil Wheeler Weaver claimed he was framed, the judge sided with his would-be victim and the victim's families. The Tagged Killer was sentenced to 160 years in prison. The defendant believed these victims were disposable, stated the prosecutor Wells. They were killed and then went on. Then he went on about his day as nothing had happened. But each of these women's lives mattered. That right there, my friends, is the Khalil Wheeler Weaver, the tagged killer. This one was set up a little bit different because Wikipedia doesn't have a page for him, so I had to find what information I could. And this came off of All That's Interesting by John Kurowski. Hopefully this doesn't get me into any trouble for using this article. I did change some of the wording around and stuff like that. I usually use Wikipedia and other information sources that I can find. Anyways, this is the end of season 5. I will be back with season 6 probably sometime in November. Give myself a little bit of time. I know it took a little bit to get this one out, but it was mentioned to me and I had to find what information I could about it because there's a lot on here, but it's digging through a lot of stuff and a lot of it says the same thing. And I thought this article was pretty good. So anyways, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Jeremy Skaggs. Until next time.